Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Orion Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AU and on the OTCQX under the symbol AIRRF. We are chatting with the CEO, Matti Talikka. Now, Orion Resources is focused in Finland. The company has a few projects, a couple under JV with B2 Gold. We're going to focus initially on that B2 Gold and Orion Resources JV. It is the Helmi discovery, where the company did just release some more drill results. The first three holes of drill results from the 2022 winter program. These are following up on the Helmi discovery that was made last year. The company also has the Risti and Amarusko properties. We'll get to those later on. Matti, kick us off and just remind everybody about this Helmi discovery. I said it was made last year. How much drilling has gone into it, and what have you seen so far throughout the drill results?
Okay. Hello, Corey, and I hope you're well. Yeah, we just released yesterday the first results from this year's drilling program, and we had a good start for the year. As one of the first three holes drilled this year returned the widest and the highest grade interval to date at Helmi. That's 77.5 meters at 2.05 grams per ton gold. During the winter season, we have access to the swampy areas, and that enabled the joint venture to drill Helmi at the preferred orientation from north to south. So this winter drilling program, it commenced in February, and during the winter season, a total of 29 holes were drilled along the Helmi trend and also in other nearby target areas. So we are expecting results for further 26 holes as we speak. Now, looking at the discovery process here, and considering that the first holes at Helmi were drilled in August 2021, and the first results ever in that area were received in October 2021. So the joint venture, we are encouraged by the rapid progress and the number of gold intercepts we've seen so far. You know, 19 out of the 23 holes, we have results have intersected one or multiple zones of gold mineralization along a strike length of approximately 1.3 kilometers. And we have only tested a small part of the at least 8 kilometer long structural trend that we consider to be prospective for gold.
Well, Matti, it's definitely shaping up to be a great discovery for both companies, really. And I think the initial impetus was its proximity to the Ikkari project that Rupert Resources has. And you guys have proven your own worth here and showed with 29 drill holes that it not only is a discovery, but it's continuing to grow. You mentioned it's 8 kilometers. What is the plan to get onto some of those other targets regionally and just see how far this strike length may extend?
Well, our valued partner B2 Gold has made Finland one of its top greenfields exploration projects. So the budget for 2022 is approximately 10 million Canadian dollars, including 12,000 meters of drilling. So we have rather extensive exploration program planned for this year, and that includes drill testing the Helmi area, testing the extension of the mineralized trend we have already identified, but we are also developing new targets along this 8 kilometer structural trend what I mentioned. So now, as the winter season stops, so we are not able to drill on the swampy areas anymore. So now the focus during the remainder of the year, we're going to drill test top targets.
So then, Matti, since the focus is going to be shifting a little bit more towards some of these other targets for more of the summer season, can you give us more information on any of these targets or how you're going to go about testing them?
We've been working on we've done base of till sampling, we've done geophysical targets, and now, of course, the information we are getting from the recent drilling, all these provide us information and generate targets for drill testing for the remainder of the year.
Well, and Matti, can you just remind listeners what the agreement is between Orion and B2 Gold as far as this option agreement?
Yes, so the joint venture is such that B2 Gold owns 70% and Orion owns 30%. And Orion is well positioned to retain the 30% ownership, and we are contributing to the expenditure. So the expenditure contribution from Orion this year is 3 million Canadian dollars.
Okay, so it sounds like still a lot of drill holes to come from this winter program of 29 holes. We just had three that were released May 4th. Can we get some more information on maybe some of the other projects as well? The Risti project, let's start there. Any general update on the work that's been happening at that project?
Yeah, sure. So Risti project is our 100% owned property. And, you know, when exploring in an emerging gold belt that has seen very limited amount of exploration, every new discovery, every new program generates new and valuable information that provides guidance for the next steps. And the rate of discoveries is high during the early stages of the development of a gold belt. And I think this is what we are now seeing in Central Lapland Greenstone Belt. We have had an active year so far in our regional programs within our Risti and Launi properties. During the winter season, we've had 2 to 3 rigs taking base of till samples within these properties, and we have also performed geophysical surveys. Base of till sampling combined with the geophysical surveys, they have been the key exploration methods behind most discoveries within the Central Lapland Greenstone Belt, including Agnico-Eagle, Skittila Mine, Anglo-Americans, Sakatti Discovery, and Ikkari Discovery by Rupert Resources. And we are generating a number of targets from these regional programs. And the next step in the discovery process is to start testing selected targets by scout drill program, which we are planning to commence during the summer season.
Maddie, I know another property that a lot of investors are interested in, and you've had some past work done on it, is the Amarusco property. Could you give us an update on how the exploration is progressing there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Amarusco is at the center of the larger Risti property. And during 2021, we had 3 objectives for Amarusco. We aim to discover additional high-grade domains, and we aim to determine whether we have wider zones of disseminated style of mineralization, and we were aiming to reduce per meter drilling costs. We did not find a new high-grade domain, but we did intersect broad zones of disseminated gold of mineralization. We also intersected gold-bearing structures outside the previously tested areas. And this expanded the envelope of gold mineralization at Amarusco significantly. And of particular interest to us is the gabbro intrusion, where we have a number of zones with elevated gold along 1 kilometer strike length. And as you know, mafic rocks such as gabbro are very, very good hosts for the existence of gold mineralization of scale. And, you know, there are a number of examples in major gold belts, like in Teeming Zone, Calcoon. And we were also able to reduce the drilling costs significantly. So now we are in a position to efficiently continue drill testing of the Amarusco area, as well as other target areas we have defined.
So, Maddie, where do you see the key catalyst for the company coming this year? It sounds like there's still a number of targets to drill just around the Helmi discovery, but a couple of these other projects that are more held by the company, Orion Resources, those can provide some torque too. So what do you think is going to be the catalyst for this year?
Well, let's start from the B2Gold joint venture. You know, we have a very active program for this year. As I mentioned, we've already drilled 29 holes there. We are expecting results for 26. So there will be lots of news flow coming from that front. And of course, you know, we already have a number of zones of mineralization, a number of intercepts from the previous program. So we are very much looking forward to the remaining of the year from the B2Gold joint venture. Then on our 100% owned properties, we are aiming to test and expand the Amarusco zones of mineralization there. We're going to test the new target areas within Amarusco, but also, as I mentioned, we are now generating more and more targets for scout drill testing in our 100% underground as a result of the work we've done on the base of till side and also on the geophysical survey. So we aim to increase the value at Amarusco. We also aim to test a number of targets in 100% owned properties, and we will have a very active year in the B2Gold joint venture.
Well, Maddie, just remind folks of what kind of capital the company has in the treasury and what the general budget is for the remainder of 2022.
We started the year with approximately 25 million Canadian in working capital. So we are well funded into 2024. And we also have flexibility to expand the program depending on the results we receive. And the budget for this year, we are looking at about 9 to 10 million Canadian dollars.
Okay, Matty, appreciate the update here. We will post a link to the news section on the Orion Resources website so you all can read over the recent results, drill results from earlier this year and then also earlier this week. If you have any follow-up questions for Matty, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. Matty, thank you for the update, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Thank you, Corey and Chat.